You got a team, you can't have off the reins for your horse and your team.
If you're riding the horse, what do you call it? The reins?
Either in your hand or just with one hand.
Okay.
You want to between your teeth if you're doing something with the horse. Seriously, that's the way the Christian Baptist used to fight. Put the, and the way a lot of guys, the way the rodeo guys do it, put the reins in your teeth. You got a loaf of cap?
Mm-hmm.
Put the reins between your teeth and guide in your legs.
You have strong teeth.
You're not holding your dog. You just got the reins there when you don't drop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the horse knows you still got it. You got the reins and teeth and you're guiding with the legs. You kick him aside, you go forward, you hit him on both shoulders to make him stop.
Oh.
Hit him on the left shoulder to make him go right, hit him on the right shoulder to make him go left.
Okay. What do you call the things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Uh-huh. And,
Chinese invention.
I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have two...
I think horse collar is.
The stirrups are the same thing as a horse collar?
They were brought to the same place. They were brought to Europe by the Mongols. The Huns.
They just... Okay.
You could have heavily armored cavalry if you had a stirrup. You know that. You've got to have a stirrup. Have you got it on?
Horse.
Well, you know the draft horse, which weighs about 3,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And the average height of the man is 5'2" at that time. So
they fell off, that was it.
Well, an armored man got roughly 300 pounds. Since Charlemagne was a giant, absolutely, he was a foot and a half. 2 feet taller than everyone else in Europe at the time. And he was only 6'4". Not a great deal taller than I am.
Which one was that?
Charlemagne.
Yeah.
Founder of the Holy Roman Empire?
Mm-hmm.
He was only 6'4". He was considered a giant.
Gosh.
Edward the First, what they called him Longshanks because he was so tall. He was only 6'3".
Okay. If you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the horse on the left?
Horse.
Okay, or the, would you ever call him the lead horse?
Yeah.
Okay. And if something is not close up to you, you might say it's just a little blank over there.
Little blank?
Uh-huh. And if you've been traveling for a while and you still have a long way to go, you'd say you had a blank before dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you could find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if somebody fell on the ice, they slipped on the ice and they fell this way, you would say that they fell
face down.
Okay, but this was their back and they fell that way. That way. They fell
on their ass.
They fell not frontwards, but
backwards?
Yes. Okay, but if they fell this way, it would be
they fell on their face.
They fell
forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you went fishing but you didn't catch anything, you'd say, no, I didn't catch a one.
Well, that's about what I would say. I didn't catch a one.
Okay.
But I'm usually a relatively good fisherman, so I'll come out with 18 when everybody else has got three put together.
Would you ever say, narrow one? Narrow one?
No, I've heard the expression used.
What expression have you heard used?
Narrow one?
Yes. Okay. And if you're...